Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people went to see Sex and the City last night, the film. A lot of people will be going to see it tonight. It's all the girl, all that the girls upstairs are talking about today. All they're on about. Edith's been talking about it non-stop all week. If you haven't seen it yet, this isn't really a spoiler as such, but just a quick kind of summary of what happens in Sex and the City, the movie, if you are going to watch it tonight. Should we talk about shoes?
Yeah, let's talk about shoes.
I love shoes. Let's see your new shoes.
Oh, look, this is the 500th pair I've bought this week.
They're really nice. Would you like to see mine?
Oh, lovely.
Aren't they good?
Are they Jimmy somebody's?
Yeah, they are. Jimmy.
You actually know.
Should we buff some men?
Yeah, why not? Okay. He looks quite big over there.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Are you still buffing that man that you were buffing before?
Yeah.
Or are you buffing a different one?
No, I'm buffing him and that one as well.
Are you?
I'm planning on buffing at least 2 policemen, a fireman and somebody who's in the army by the end of the week.
I've buffed more than you, though.
Maybe this week, yeah, but not next week.
Fancy a Cosmopolitan?
Yeah. Nice shoes.
The end. There we are. So that's what happens in Sex and the City, the movie, if you're going to see it tonight.
Were you listening to Edith earlier, Chappers?
No.
That one that you liked was on there. What did you say about her yesterday? She'd get it.
That is horrible.
What does that mean?
It means I would like to buy her a drink. And then
Why
do you use that?
Well, because she would get a glass of wine.
Why didn't
if
you say
I
a
offered,
glass of wine? Why did you say
she'd
it?
She'd get a glass of wine.
Because everybody knows it is just another way of saying a glass of wine.
Would I get it?
No.
Well, you wouldn't buy Becky a glass of wine?
No, I'd Becky's more a pint kind of girl.
So you'd buy her a pint?
I'd buy her a pint.
So she would get it?
No, because you only refer to it as a glass of wine.
Right. So it is just a glass of wine? I've seen you give it to Scott before then.
I've given it to
Scott many a time.
Although, I got it.
Yeah, you did get it.
Yeah.
Although with Scott you can never buy him a glass, it's normally a bottle.
Yeah. Still got it though, didn't I?
You did. You got it several times.
I think you came out of that really well.
Thanks. Radio 1 Podcasts.
So we've decided that she'd get it isn't a very nice phrase at all.
No,
it's not. It's horrible.
She'd get it. It's horrible.
And here's another phrase that you should never say.
Okay.
We found another one. This time on TV's Ready, Steady, Cook.
Okay.
When are we on that, by the way? Do you think we've been binned?
No, I think...
We recorded it about 5 years ago.
I think they've moved it to July, because apparently that's a priority month for Ready, Steady, Cook.
Oh, whatever. I don't care if it's never on. I was rubbish. That's fine. I'm allowed to say that. I just wasn't very good. I might still have won.
I thought it was very enjoyable. I really enjoyed it.
My favourite bit was where I dropped the food blender into the sink while the tap was on.
Yeah. And also whilst it was still plugged in, wasn't it? More importantly.
And he was like, right, let's take that out there because we all know water and electricity don't mix. So that was a good bit. Yeah, we found this on Ready, Steady, Cook.
Okay.
One of the contestants on this show was Stacey, off of Gavin and Stacey, and the other one was another actress. And here's how Ainsley introduced her.
Joining Chef Gary Dawson in the Green Kitchen, fellow actress, she's gorgeous, she's cuddly, it's Ella Smith!
Oh,
you can't say that.
Oh, no.
What's Ainsley saying there, do you think? I'll play it to you again.
Joining Chef Gary Dawson in the Green Kitchen, fellow actress, she's gorgeous, she's cuddly, it's Ella Smith!
He's implying that she might...
It's fat.
I was trying to put it in a nice way, but describe somebody's...
You can't say that.
No,
you can't say she'd get it, and you can't call somebody cuddly.
She'd get it. It's better than cuddly.
Is it?
Yeah, because that basically means that she's fit, doesn't it? Really? Yeah.
Joining Chef Gary Dawson in the Green Kitchen, fellow actress, she's gorgeous, she's cuddly, it's Ella Smith!
She has to walk on after being called cuddly.
It's really bad.
That's
it's like
horrible.
The guy on Facebook that's trying to chat me up at the moment who said I was quirky but fun. He might as well have just said fat. He's not going to get anywhere, is he, really?
What do you think quirky means?
Quirky but fun? That's like bubbly, cuddly.
Nice personality.
Yeah. All mean fat.
Bubbly.
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 I get called that all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've never called you bubbly.
Wacky's just as bad.
So you'd rather that he said to you, you'd get it?
That's a bit forward there, isn't it?
What about if he said you'd get it cuddly? You look like you're about to be sick.
What Ainsley might as well have said is, she's gorgeous, she'd get it, it's Ella Smith!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You know the kind of guy who does bad things and wonders why his life sucks? Well, that was me. Every time something good happened to me, something bad was always waiting around the corner. Karma. That's when I realised I had to change. So I made a list of everything bad I've ever done, and one by one, I'm going to make up for all my mistakes. I'm just trying to be a better person. My name is Scott.
I hate it when you've got that look on your face.
What?
That look.
That smiley, cheery look I have.
Smug.
I have that smiley, cheery look 95% of the time.
Yeah, whatever.
Are you all right?
Yeah, fine.
Why aren't you paying any attention?
No, sorry. Nothing.
Sorry. Are you not ready for My Name is Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Go on then.
This is your chance, isn't it, to get some good karma? Because you start to get a lot of things bad happening to you, and you thought it was because of all the bad things that you've done.
That's right.
So by getting the bad people who've... getting the people who you've done bad things to on, then we try and get you to redeem yourself and get some good karma, yeah?
Yeah.
So are you sat there at the moment, apart from sulking, are you sat there at the moment wondering who's going to be next on the list?
Yes.
Who have you been horrible to? Who do you think it could be?
I don't think I've been horrible to anyone recently.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. This might come as a surprise then. Right. Do you recognise this voice?
Right.
Hello, you.
Okay.
Do you recognise that voice?
Well, obviously, because he's sat right in front of me.
admittedly, yeah. That's good. Couldn't get a microphone outside the studio.
It's Radio 1's Dave Pearce.
Mm.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you? I'm good, thanks.
Now, can I tell you anything ever again.
Can you remember what you've done wrong to Dave?
Well, I think, actually, Dave told me a story.
In confidence.
You didn't say in confidence, Dave, but... Oh, hello.
Hello, sorry, I'm just turning this off in case I get any more phone calls.
Yeah. And then what happened, to be fair, was that Chappers embellished it a lot on the air and made it into a sound worse than it really was.
Well, that bit, I don't remember. Explain the story.
I can't remember the story.
Can you remember the story, Dave?
I'm not sure I want to remember the story, really. Do you want the story I told him or the story that you told?
No, the story that you told him, Dave.
Well, I was just walking past while Scott was having one of his little breaks outside on the street.
Yeah. Like I do.
Licence fee payers, hello. What's all that about? And I just mentioned that we'd both played the Showbiz Palace that is Butlins in Bognor. And I'd been at the Ibiza weekend where all the Ibiza clubs get together. And basically, to cut a long story short, on the way there, I was dying to go to the loo, couldn't hold it any longer. Greg Young, my trusted driver, you can find on Facebook, said, here's a little place we could pull in. Rather curious little lane, I thought, but he seemed to know it rather well. So I set out of the car to do my stuff, and suddenly all these lights came on around me. There were people sitting in their cars, flashing lights.
And then
we'd entered the world of strange.
And then he said that you
hang on a minute,
that you were involved in some way.
Don't turn this
you
down.
Kind of did say
I didn't.
That.
This is all about you.
I don't think
you,
it is.
You brought the story to the air,
right? Okay,
and embellished it slightly.
All right, just tell me what I've got to do. Let's move on. This is uncomfortable.
Has it affected you since, Dave?
Well, I'm now getting a different sort of clientele at some of my gigs. I'm in Basildon tomorrow, which could be an interesting one anyway. And then I don't know where the local hangouts are. Are in Perth, where I'm on Saturday, but I have noticed some other sorts of people coming.
Right, I'm sorry,
I got
about
some
that.
Severe grief on.
And
text.
This isn't something that you do at every gig. You don't always
absolutely
pull
not.
Off to go.
No, we don't
down
really
the
go.
Lane.
I'll tell you, we'll just check that one out.
Yeah.
It's a new edition on SatNav if you got the right model.
So Scott has kind of slurred your name.
Scott has made
when
me
you are
Radio 1 Perth.
When you are completely... And there are some contenders for that title.
There are plenty, and I could name them now, but some of them are sitting in this room, probably won't.
So you kind of want Scott to get his comeuppance, do you?
I think it's pretty well deserved. Yeah. I mean, if you tell somebody something like that, you don't really expect to go on national radio 10 minutes later and tell half of the nation.
I hear you, Dave.
Are you ready for this then, Scott?
Yeah.
You're going to pay for what you've done to poor, innocent Dave with a game of egg roulette.
Oh, no.
It's very simple. I'm going to ask you 6 questions after 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And in front of you, it will be a box of eggs.
Yeah.
Some of the eggs are hard-boiled, some are not.
Right.
Get a question wrong, you have to select an egg from the box and smash it onto your own head.
Onto my own head?
Yes. Well, not to Dave's head.
Yeah,
that'd
that would be real. Double jeopardy. I really, you know, drag me in here to do that. Thanks a lot, guys.
You've already.
No, it's your head.
You've already, you know,
and it's
going to
be on video.
On
so
yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
No getting out of
that. So if you pick a hard-boiled one, you're going to be fine. If you get a raw egg, you'll get messy.
Okay, good.
Okay.
How many questions?
6 questions, six eggs. If you get the question right, you're fine. Okay?
Oh, good, yeah.
And then hopefully I'll make Dave feel a little bit better and, you know, you can carry on with your life without these aspersions.
And as normal on this feature, the questions won't be ones that I can't answer. So that'll be fine.
Yeah, be absolutely fine.
Okay, then, I'd like to say sorry to Dave, and I...
Maybe do sorry genuinely and not try and blame other people.
Sorry, Dave. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
And, okay, my name is Scott is coming up after 5. My name is Scott.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, this is where I try and get some good karma back in my life again. It's My Name is Scott on Radio 1. It's 5:10. I'm trying to make up for all the bad things I've done. And in this particular instance, some things that I may have said, or you said, about Dave Pearce.
He told you the story, and you brought the story to the air.
Yeah, and then you made it sound worse than it was.
I asked
you... He was only going for a wee.
And did I ever say otherwise? I think it's pointless as arguing about it, because...
Right. Let's just get on with it, shall we?
Okay, right. So, it's about time that you paid for all the bad things you've done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today, if anybody didn't hear it just before, when Dave Pearce told you a story about him having a wee in a car park and lots of people flashing lights at him in their cars, and you gave the impression that this is something that Dave might do on a regular basis.
And whatever, yeah.
And that isn't true, is it?
No.
Okay. So, to... get you some good karma and to try and clear Dave's name a little bit, we're going to play Egg Roulette.
Okay.
Now, do you want to know the rules?
Yep.
Right, I'm going to ask you 6 questions. In front of you is a box of eggs.
I just say, you might get away with this quite easily because I dropped one on the stairs on the way down, which was raw, and one when I passed them to the one that doesn't speak, again, which was raw. So I think your chances are getting better.
Okay. So you say that some of these are hard-boiled and some of them are raw.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever.
They are?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I'm going on what I've been told,
okay,
and I have no reason to doubt the one that doesn't speak.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so some are hard-boiled, some are not.
Yeah, of course they are.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, move on.
God. If you get a question wrong, you have to select an egg from the box and smash it on your own head.
Yeah.
Okay, if you pick a hardball one, then you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
If you pick a raw one, and remember, your chance of getting a raw one are less now because Becky's dropped 2 of them, you'll get a little bit messy. Mm. All right?
Okay.
The easiest thing, though, Scott, is just to get all the questions right.
What are the questions about?
They're all about Dave Pearce.
Oh. Okay.
You know about Dave, don't you?
I know
Dave.
You're
friends?
Yeah.
Right, are you ready to play Egg Roulette?
I'm ready.
Okay. You need to go and stand on the plastic sheeting. The eggs are in front of you, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Question number 1. Where is Dave playing on Saturday night?
He told you this when he came in before. Mm.
Perth.
Where in Perth?
Be ridiculous.
Where in Perth? I've checked the rules with the one that doesn't speak beforehand. Where in Perth?
Chicago Rock Cafe.
No. The Ice Factory. Ready?
Okay.
Egg on your head.
We are videoing this.
Yes.
Oh, shame.
Oh, no. That was a
rubbish.
Raw one. Oh,
gross.
It's a great conditioner, though.
Does it affect that hair straightening cream you use, Egg? Do you know?
Oh, that's so horrible.
Right, question number 2. When did Dave start his broadcasting career?
Oh, that's hard. I'm going to say... 19...
That's correct, that bit.
Yeah, 19.
1919?
No.
1983. It was 1981.
Oh, no!
Another raw one!
None of them are hard-boiled.
Well, you're just not having a great deal of luck at the moment. Oh, God, you've got yolk, Kevin. Mate, Kevin's about to get in your eye. Don't you? There you go. Question number 3. This is going to look great on video. Who was Dave's main inspiration to become...
That's so gross.
Who was Dave's main inspiration to become a DJ?
Tony Blackburn.
Dean Robinson.
Who?
Egg number three. Yeah! Oh. Yes!
Oh.
Oh, you didn't do that one properly.
Again.
Oh!
It's a bit, there's something about Mary now.
It is.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Just a bit wrong.
Got a bit of a quiff.
Still with eggs, though. Question. Just to point that out. Question number four.
This is horrible. There's none. There's no hard-boiled.
There are some hard-boiled ones.
Just pick them randomly.
When did
I am?
When did there isn't a method to always pick them? When did Dave join Radio 1?
1994.
Oh, April 1995.
Oh, so close. Oh, no!
That's another raw one. It's amazing the bad luck you're having. Dave's poked his head back around the door just to see this. Right, question five.
There's two more questions.
Do you know what? Somebody's just texted in.
What?
The yolk's on you. Where's Dave playing tomorrow night? Don't help him, Dave.
Oh, you said this earlier. It's Perth on Saturday. Basildon.
Where?
Probably it's on that retail park, isn't it?
Dave, don't help him.
Don't mention retail parks. Oh. I think we found the expert here.
I've been to Bas Vegas many a time. I'm trying to think of the club there. Is it Icon and Diva?
It's not, it's Liquid.
Oh,
it's
rubbish.
The other one. Another egg.
Oh,
oh.
Oh dear! That means that everyone
you
left in the box.
So unlucky.
Everyone left in the box must be hard boiled. Oh. Do you want the final question?
Yeah.
If you get this wrong, I think you might as well just smash the remaining four.
I don't think that's true.
Question. Final question. What was the first track Dave played on Dance Anthems last Friday? Dave.
I remember that.
Can I have a clue, Dave? Was it like a dance? Is it an old school classic or is it something new?
Oh, you won't know it.
I won't know it. Oh, brilliant. Okay, I'm going to say I won't know it, will I?
No.
Oh, it's got on my eyes.
Oh.
I'm going to say Baby stink? D, Let Me Be Your Fantasy. Because it so often is.
Dave, what was it?
It was Royal House, Can You Party by Todd Terry from New York.
Now, for the last one, Dave, would you like to smash the egg on his head?
Okay.
As a kind of final redemption.
This will be the hard-boiled one, I know it. Yeah. Really. When this hurt?
Well, it depends how hard you do it.
Don't not too hard, Dave.
Go on, Dave.
Oh, my God, that was a proper slap.
Ow!
Hey, we need a new studio. Sorry about that, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills live in the shower.
Hi.
What are you? Are you
I'm
actually
not in the shower? I've got my head under the tap in the sink.
Oh. Now a few people on the text are worried that if you use hot water, it might scramble.
Oh, brilliant!
Is
seriously, this is the weirdest place I've ever done a link on Radio 1.
Oh, right. I was going to say, it's the weirdest place you've ever washed your hair.
Oh, it won't come out.
Well, have you taken shampoo in with you?
Or yeah.
You just... Right.
I've lathered as much as I can, but it's just not happening.
So the egg is just still stuck in your head?
Yeah, my head is actually under the tap now.
All right. Are you going to stay there for a bit longer, then?
I'll see how it goes. I might have to do another... Lava.
All right, you keep washing away then.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Podcast. Download them for free at
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Right, more innuendo bingo. This morning, you know, Grimmy.
Yes.
He does BBC Switch on a Sunday night. It's a very good show. He is also doing earlies at the moment because Greg James is off. Yeah. So this is a bit of innuendo bingo from Grimmy at 4:30 this morning, the oldest one in the book.
All right, Grimmy, how's it going? Give us a shout out, mate. I'm working nights at Bisley in South Wales and I can't wait to finish. That's from Mike Hock. Hello, Mike. Let us know what time you finish.
Oh, every time.
Can't believe you fell for it.
Still. And also, a lot of you have been texting in over the past few days to say Spring Watch is back on. Do you remember we were watching that closely last year? It's just strangely fascinating. Mm. Just like, you know, some owls just sat there, not really doing much. Do they still do the live stream at night time?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, actually.
I hope
we used
so.
To watch that, didn't we, last year?
Really good. Or you, like, see
not
some...
together, but no. We used to watch it.
It's good. You see, like, badgers sat there, not really doing much, but it's strangely addictive.
Yes.
It's a bit like when you watch the live stream on Big Brother when they're just asleep, but you still watch it. But
it's a bit better than that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So also, it's not dubbed over for the being libelous or anything.
No. There's no bird song. Now... Everyone's saying, oh, there's loads of innuendo bingo in Spring Watch.
Yeah, but I watched an hour of it this morning, and I couldn't find any. And I tried really hard to get some innuendo bingo, and I was thinking, ringside sea, is that bingo? No. And it got to the point where I was like, oh, is it just rude? Are the listeners just so rude that they think anything Bill Oddie says is dirty?
Yeah, of course.
I just pick my favourite Bill Oddie quotes, and we'll put some laughter, and then it's bingo.
I've never seen one that small.
No. And she wasn't alone in her desire for a bit of DIY.
Yeah, you're right. Our listeners are just filth.
Shove, push, darling, push.
Is he talking to Kate Humble at that point? Is he?
Shove.
I think he is.
Shove. Push, darling, push.
Podcast. It's time for You're Sick. Now, you know what happens here. I've got a... what? Don't you just laugh already?
Becky's making me nervous.
What? You're sick? What?
Yeah.
I just put my hand on an eaten lolly stick.
Okay. So I've got a story here.
Mm-hmm.
I actually haven't seen this story myself, so I can also take part.
Okay.
You can take part at home on 81199. Let me know. See, people are going, oh, I'm laughing already. It's just the anticipation.
It does.
Okay. All right, now it's time for You're Sick. Okay, this is a serious story. It's a true story. Do not laugh.
Okay? Don't look at me, Becky.
Right, here we go. Officials at Vicente Soto Memorial Medical Center in the Philippines have apologized on behalf of at least six doctors and other personnel from the hospital. They said that the behavior shown by medical practitioners during the rectal procedure of a florist called Jan Jan was not good. Love it. Jan Jan wants the medical team to be suspended.
I'm not yet.
Just read it!
Come on.
Right, compose. Jan Jan wants the medical team to be suspended for laughing raucously during surgery and making a party video that was later uploaded to YouTube of the operating room removal of a perfume canister from the patient's bottom. They put it on YouTube. Right, Travis is crying. Right, if you laughed, remember, you're sick in the head. Let me know.
So I can find that on YouTube now, can I?
I don't. I imagine.
Not that I want to.
Let's have a look. Maybe do that at home, not work. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Thank you for your suggestions on Pointless Survey of the Day. The question, things that boys should never do in front of girls. You know, you see these surveys like every day in newspapers, hear them on the radio. And finally... So we thought we'd do our own pointless one. So we've been on the streets of Great Britain, well, kind of, to find out what people who walk within 10 yards of Radio 1 think of the burning issues of the day. So today, what should boys never do in front of girls? What do you reckon?
I would imagine that farts would be quite high up there.
Okay, well, let's find out. Here's the first of our general members of the public that just happened to be walking by Radio 1 at the time.
Pick his nose.
Pick his nose.
Pick his nose.
Pick his nose.
So pick his nose was a big one, yeah.
Is that a real big thing, is it?
Yeah. Listen to the last bloke.
Pick his nose.
Pick his nose.
Pick his nose.
Pick his nose.
Yeah, he's speaking from experience.
Yeah, isn't he? Yeah.
Now, we did ask quite a few blokes who were also, I think, speaking from experience, like this one.
A man should never wear a t-shirt and nothing else in front of a woman. You know, when his bottom half is exposed and he's just wearing, like, a white t-shirt?
Yeah, he's done that, like maybe a white t-shirt, maybe, let's say, for example. Where the hell?
Why is that dramatic?
I don't know.
I mean, you know.
A white t-shirt.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Not a... What difference does a white t-shirt make?
He's blatantly done that before.
It's just wrong, that.
What?
My friend's dad answered the door like that once.
Oh.
Still
oh, no, hang
stuck.
On a minute.
What, just
hang
a
on.
White t-shirt?
No, not a white... Not a, it wasn't a white t-shirt, but it didn't cover everything. Maybe it should.
That's horrible.
Did he just forget he hadn't got anything?
Yeah.
But he'd walked around the house with...
It's just wrong.
Tackle out.
It's better, boxer shorts and no top is better than just a T-shirt.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We've got that. Yeah. Certainly for answering the door.
Thanks for that. Okay, so this is things that boys should never do in front of girls. Next one.
Try on her underwear.
Yeah, he's done that as well, hasn't he?
He has, yeah.
Yeah, he really has. Listen.
Try on her underwear.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even pause to think.
Didn't take him long to think of his answer. He was straight there. Yeah, try on her underwear. Right.
Oh my God, you're wearing my knickers.
Oh yes, Deirdre's video case. Oh. I think he was in it.
Try on her underwear.
Oh my God, you're wearing my knickers.
It's Cliff from Deirdre's video casebook who just happened to be walking by Radio 1 this afternoon. Unbelievable. Right, next one.
Mention never talk about your bank account.
Right. Now, is that how much is in the account, or just the general terms and conditions?
What?
Interest
the number,
rates,
yeah. Sort code.
PIN number.
I think that's quite good, I don't mind.
Mention never. Never talk about your bank account.
Okay. He's obviously got no money.
Yeah.
Because if you don't mind listening to someone talk about their bank account if they're loaded.
No, that's true.
Go on then, Scott, talk about your bank account.
Oh, shut up. Oh, I didn't see that one coming over the hill. Oh, God, so predictable. Okay.
Getting it out uninvited.
Yeah, he's definitely done that, hasn't he?
I think even if you did that in front of a man, it would be a little bit odd. That's not one that you should only do, not in front of girls.
You say that.
Just in general, getting it out uninvited is a bad thing.
Getting it out uninvited.
He doesn't say where he did that, though, does he?
Oh.
Okay, this is a good one, and you were correct.
Fart.
Now, what I quite like about that one...
Fart.
Is I like the way he makes the word fart sound like an actual fart. Fart.
Fart.
Fart.
Fart.
Yeah. Yeah, farting wasn't very popular.
Fart.
I'd say farting, it's not very nice.
Pulse wind.
I don't mind him farting in front of me, that doesn't seem to bother me too much, but I'd rather he didn't pick his nose.
Oh, right,
thank
okay.
God for that woman keeping standards up there and saying pass wind.
Yeah. Pass wind. Or fart. Any others you can think of? So we've had try on our underwear, just a t-shirt, pick the nose, bank account, getting out uninvited and farting.
I'm going to take Dale and Andy's advice on the text. Take your number two when they're in the bath.
Oh, that's all sorts of wrong. Okay.
Number two.
Yeah!
Yay!
See, that's well done to them. Okay, here's another one.
They should close the door when they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's a
right.
Definite.
Why?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, no, I've got this thing about pooing in front of people. So much so. No. So much so that one of my ex-boyfriends accidentally walked in on me once when I was on the loo and I had to finish with him because I thought that image would just stay in his head forever. And I thought
I'd
finish
with him
first.
Because he saw you on the loo.
Yeah. He walked in and I was so humiliated that he was off.
So you just thought, all right.
Was it a bad one?
Is it particularly bad?
Were you sat in a cloud?
Here's a good one.
I went on a date once.
first date, guy undid his trousers at the dinner table because he was full. No word of a lie.
No.
Never again.
That is horrible.
No, I love that man.
Why?
Because it's brilliant. He's eaten so, he's had such a good time. He's eaten so much. That's the sort of thing I do, so I don't mind if a man does it.
Undo the trousers.
Yeah, I love it.
No, that's horrible.
It's better than an elasticated waistband.
This is a real insight into the kind of people you go out with. Okay, here's another one.
They should never kiss a woman that is not their wife, or because if their wife would do. Well, I think they should never kiss a woman, another woman in front of the woman that know them.
Right, what I think she said, she went around the house a bit, was don't kiss another woman in front of your woman.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
That's a very good one.
A man should never call a woman by another woman's name.
Yeah, also quite obvious.
Just stick to my darling.
Hello, my darling.
I'd probably say talk about an ex-girlfriend.
No, I see how that's... I think that's fine.
I think this is quite a good one, because it gives you quite a good insight. It tells you, you know, what they're really like.
I think
it's fine to talk about your ex-girlfriends.
I think...
As long as you're only being nasty about them. If you start going, oh, she was amazing, yeah. Then you're off.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to that. Why am I sat here?
She was amazing.
What about... If he stood there saying how rubbish his ex-girlfriends were whilst you were having a poo? Then what would you do?
Would they be on or
I
off?
I thought you were going to bring up the bit about having boobs bigger than my head.
No. Whilst you're having a poo.
He's definitely off.
Okay, and here's a good one. Things that boys should never do in front of girls on our pointless survey.
Okay, I'm a doctor, so this is a very doctor thing to say. But to flirt with you while you're catheterising him. That's from personal experience.
So you're not going to get anywhere there, are you, really? Like, so she's fitting a catheter to him. Hello, my darling. Flirting while that is happening.
I mean, I've never had a catheter. No, I haven't.
Really?
But yeah. But I would imagine it hurts. Surely the last thing on your mind would be flirting with the doctor while she was trying to...
Hello there, nursey.
...pop something down your...
How you doing?
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?
How are you doing?
Radio 1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I found something as good as the Hawaii chair.
What is it then?
It's another exercise machine, right? If you've not seen the Hawaii chair video yet, basically what happens is it's a chair that helps you lose weight because you move around in a hula motion. Only the one that we got went too fast.
And tried to kill you.
Tried to kill me. If you've not seen that yet, it's under... If you go to my pages and things off of the show and then go to There's More Fun in the Archive This Way, you can see it. That was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find that no problem. Anyway.
So what is it then?
It's called the Mambo Twister.
Right.
Want to hear what it does?
Yes, please.
Do you want to look good and feel great?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you never have time to go to the gym?
No.
No.
We would all like a strong and healthy body, but sometimes life just gets in the way.
It does. Life sometimes gets in the way.
Are they using the Sex and the City music?
It does sound like that, doesn't it?
It does a little bit, yeah.
So sometimes, you know, you want a healthy body, but life gets in the way.
Yeah.
So,
well, here at JML, we have the solution. The Mambo Twister sculpts your body's curves using a wonderfully simple and easy twisting motion. It's so much fun.
Now, you're watching the video right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
And what can you see?
Like trainers on a bit of plastic,
yeah.
And you spin round on them.
Aren't they good?
Yeah. So basically, you put your shoes onto a plastic pad and then...
Twist around.
Then twisting them.
Yeah. If you want to see the video of this, seriously, you will want one. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Don't those people out there having so much fun?
How does that work your whole body?
Well, listen.
The intricate light and portable design includes anti-slip foot pads, so you can safely exercise in your home, office, or even outdoors. As long as you've got the Mambo Twister, you can get that workout when and where you want.
Do it in the office.
I'd like to see you do it in the office.
I would like to do that in the office.
Mambo Twister's easy rhythm and twisting motion will bring out the fit and confident you.
Yeah, it brings out the fit and confident you.
I don't think it would bring out the fit and confident me.
I don't think I'd feel that confident on them.
No.
Mambo Twister doesn't only keep you fit, it can actually help tone the shape of your arms, tummy, thighs, hips and buttocks. All those trouble spots. It's fast, efficient and fun.
All those trouble spots.
Does it tone your arms in the sense that you just have to use them to try and stay balanced?
Tones everything. Buttocks, everything.
Is that what you're really lacking at the moment? Tone buttocks.
I could do with that.
I need
a Mambo Twister in my life. That's what I need.
The Mambo Twister will pump you up and boost your mood. Just listen to some tunes and follow the rhythm to a healthy-looking body and a stronger heart. Twist your way to a healthier, beautiful-looking body with the Mambo Twister.
And at the beginning of the video, there's loads of people like on treadmills and on those what are those weird things that you do crunches with?
Ab curlers.
Yeah, them.
And then to go to the gym.
Oh, that's worse than you're looking well. Is it? Do you go to the gym is worse than you're looking well.
Got a trainer actually. Right. And all the people at the start of the video are looking really sweaty and tired and like, oh, the gym is so painful. And then the people on the Mambo Twister, oh my god, they're having such a good time. Put on some tunes and away you go. Everything gets toned. Go and have a look at the video and check them out. They're having a lot of fun. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I'm getting one.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.